For as long as there has been in America, scholars have debated the tension between assimilation and multiculturalism, race neutrality, and race consciousness. How to make a single neutral set of rules for a nation whose very constitution deemed some inhabitants to have a fraction of the personhood of others, a land founded on immigration, genocide, and bondage, held together not by an identity but an ideal. In recent years, many Americans have become aware that equal rules can have unequal outcomes. A textbook example occurred at Mystic Valley in 2017. To ensure parity among students, the school has a strict dress code. It mandates uniforms and forbids makeup, jewelry, and other forms of ornamentation. But the policy against hair extensions had a disproportionate impact on black girls, 15-year-old twins Maya and Deanna Cook pointed out. For them, box braids weren't an indulgence. They were a way to transition from treated to natural hair. School officials say the controversy was merely a misunderstanding. As a middle-aged white guy, despite having done civil rights work for 30 years, I was ignorant to the importance of hair extensions to women of color, says Howard Cooper, a liberal Boston lawyer who's argued civil rights cases for the ACLU and is now representing Mystic Valley in its lawsuit against the state. Once the school understood the rule's disproportionate effect, Cooper says, it voluntarily changed the policy, expanded the role of its civil rights coordinator, and mandated diversity training for all employees. The following year, its charter was renewed without incident. But Maya Cook, now a 20-year-old college student, says this is a sanitized version of the story. In multiple meetings, she says the twins broke down in tears as an all-white group of Mystic Valley administrators insisted the rule wasn't racist because it applied to everyone. They were totally in denial. They didn't want to understand, recalls Cook, who was banned from prom and extracurricular activities and received multiple detentions. It was only after the state attorney general's office intervened, issuing a letter stating that it considered the policy unlawful and discriminatory, that the school relented. From Mystic Valley's perspective, this was the end of the problem. But for many parents, students, and alumni, it was just the beginning, an incident that led them to see Mystic Valley's approach to race in a new way. The concerns gathered steam during COVID-19 when the school offered fully in-person instruction, unlike other public schools in the area, and a Facebook group for at-home families became a forum for previously unaired complaints.